I am so excited to share with you our next guest, who is Liz from Millie's Kitchen. She has an amazing store on Ponsonby Road in Auckland. The first time I ever came into touch with Millie's was when I was working as a nanny when I was 21, which was quite a few years ago. And I used to walk up with the kids that I was nannying and look in the shop and imagine the day that I would be able to buy something from there. Absolutely adore the shop, absolutely adore the ethos, and Liz is one of the most amazingly beautiful, kind-hearted and passionate person about kitchenware, cooking and managing a store both online and offline. So really excited to talk to her about the present day and age of working in a bricks and mortar store as well as online shopping, and maybe a little bit about cooking as well. Who knows?
It's Time to Identify, a podcast from Rachel Claver from rachelclaver.com.
So welcome, Liz from Millie's. Liz, would you like to tell everyone a little bit about Millie's Kitchen and what do you do there?
Sure, Rachel. We are Auckland's answer, I guess, to Siola Tab or Williams Sonoma or any of the big kind of cooking stores overseas. We stock everything from the best cookware from around the world to bakeware and cook's tools and wine glasses and food processors and everything a budding or experienced cook could need for their shop. We specialise in really good equipment, and we like to think that we specialise in, well, our philosophy is buy once and buy well. So we are unashamedly the top end of the market because that's the good stuff.
And tell me, how did you come to be the person that runs or owns Millie's? Like, what is it that led you to be part of it? Is it because simply because you love food, or is it something else?
I do absolutely love food, and I loved cooking. And when we first came to Auckland about 30 years ago with a three-month-old baby coming out of the corporate world, I had a chance to spend some time developing that real passion for cooking, for feeding people, for doing all that sort of thing. And I discovered when I moved into the Ponsonby area that there was this little shop called Millie's. And over the years, I became one of their number one fans. I think there are hundreds of us, actually. My husband used to come up here and buy my Mother's Day and Christmas and birthday presents, and my passion grew. And then I went into the hospitality game and ran a business, catering, cafe, that sort of thing. Sold that and thought, what else would I like to do? Millie's came onto the market and it seemed like a perfect fit because I had always loved that whole paraphernalia and equipment of really good cookware. And here I am.
I guess The only really disappointing side of that is that it meant that your husband no longer had a great place to buy you your birthday and Mother's Day presents.
Oh, disappointing for him perhaps. But
yes.
I'm having a good time.
Well, exactly. You must need to try everything
to
make sure it works.
Yeah, I have to.
So I find it really fascinating because I know that Millie's is thriving in a place where a lot of other retailers, the bigger brand retailers, you know, when we look worldwide, you know, look at things like Mothercare and, you know, Closer to Home Zero, and these big chains are suddenly going, actually, we can't sustain it and it's too hard and things. And then here's you, an independent retailer who, yes, retail is hard, but you are thriving and growing and developing. What is it that makes, why do you think it is that your store, like other stores like yours at that top end, are working in this environment? What is it that makes you stand apart and makes it different for you, for people to choose you?
Oh, I think we're in a very lucky industry, really, Rachel, here, because what we tap into, I suppose, is people's desire to cook, to create, to provide for their families. You know, there's a whole confluence of reasons why people like to come into a store like this. There are lots of people that we have as customers who are in the corporate world or very professional careers who use cooking as a way of nurturing either themselves, their passions, their family. Mm. You know, so we're lucky like that we get to help people sometimes with their play time, I guess, as opposed to being, I guess, a store that sells consumables or commodities, like maybe shoes or cosmetics like that, you know. So, and also in our industry, I think that there is a lot of research that needs to be done to find the perfect pan or food processor or whatever product for a person. And you can kamagatsa quite easily with some of the things that you buy if you don't consider the way you want to use it or what you want to use it for. And that's where we come in. So we're quite lucky that we're staffed. All of our team, most of our team, comes out of hospo or some sort of cooking environment. And we're there to just use our knowledge and expertise to just light those fires under people. We're really lucky.
Because
we have an industry, that people are passionate about.
I think one of the things you've hit on there is really important. I was talking to my husband the other week. We were out for dinner somewhere, and I asked the waiter, you know, something about one of the dishes, and he basically was raving about four or five things and said he couldn't choose. And he walked away, and I said to my husband, oh, I trust people when they work in a restaurant, when they've eaten the food. You know, it makes such a difference. And if I ask a waitress or a waiter at somewhere, you know, what would you recommend? And they go, oh, well, I don't eat the food. I'm always like, ugh. But that's one of the things that makes Millie special, isn't it? That in store, you actually have people who are completely passionate about food and understand how things work. So they're not trying to sell you just something to hit their target. They are actually trying to find out what you need and then match that with the information, right? Is that right?
Yeah, that's absolutely the reason. The reason that we get up in the morning is to really help people find their ideal pan. Or their ideal food processor, or their ideal knife or board. It's not
that.
So much for us about making the sale as making sure that customers go out the door knowing that they have got absolutely the right thing for the way that they cook or who they cook for. It's a big deal for us. You know, we don't want to just make the sale. We want people to be happy with what they've got. We want to talk to them about how they look after it. We talk. Our philosophy is buy once and buy well, and with most of the products that we have in the store, these are investment pieces. There's no doubt about that. But we like to think that if you use our guidance to choose carefully and then you use our advice to take care of your purchase, then you're going to have stuff that's going to last. My first piece of Le Creuset was bought for me before my eldest son was born, so it's more than 30 years old now. And it's still going absolutely strong. That's sustainable. That's looking after the planet. You know, it's all those buzzwords that we're talking about these days. Yes, they're investment. Yes, they're, I guess, in inverted commas, expensive. But, you know, 30 years and still going strong, it's pretty good.
Oh, 100%. Like, I know I fell into the kind of that trap of going, oh, I'm just going to go and buy these saucepans because I can afford them. But then, like, that was like 20 years ago and I've gone through like three or four sets. And now we go and buy proper expensive ones that are meant to last a very long time, because otherwise it's a false economy, isn't it? You go, I'm saving money, but it's not working through. Can I ask a question? So you do that in store. I know that you've got your online store and people buy from you from all over the country. How do you translate that kind of knowledge base and things like that? How have you tried to translate that onto your online store in terms of helping people understand and be informed?
Well, I think that there's, you know, it's difficult. There's no doubt about that. And we're certainly in the learning stages of this. It's not an easy proposition to transfer that knowledge. We do have on our website all of our Millie's Guides and our Millie's 101s. We have been strong-armed by somebody into publishing a series of e-books.
Okay, I feel a bit judged right there. Could have been me.
Not at all. The pressure, Rachel.
Yeah.
And so we do that kind of thing. But yes, it's definitely a challenge to try and talk to our customers from outside Auckland in the way that we can in store.
You do have a chat, though. Do you have a chat on your website, is that right?
We do have chat on our website, yes we do.
Because I think I remember once I was sitting down with you and you said, oh, hang on a minute, someone's just checking something on a chat, and you were giving them advice about the right sort of pan they needed for a particular thing, which I thought was also really good, like actually having that information chat is quite a big thing. You can get a bit stuck of knowing exactly the right thing. And I think, you know, not all of us are confident chefs or, you know, have cooked for hospo, so understanding the best thing, it can be a bit of a minefield, can't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, that's one of the other tenets of our business, I think, too, is that we want people to walk out just feeling a little bit more confident about what they're doing. Mm. And it's I guess it's like any research project. If you go into buying, I always use a perfect pan. If you go into buying a skillet or a fry pan and you're doing your research for that, you're doing it online, you're sitting there at home, you're thinking, okay, I need to buy a new pan. If you've started with the wrong question right at the beginning of your research, you're always going to end up in the wrong place.
That is a very good point.
And if you come into Millie's and we just ask you, we always ask people two or three questions at the beginning, and that tells us where the customer needs to go.
That's amazing.
Then that's the other part of the equation for us, is making sure that people are matched up with the right product for them. More difficult on online, but vehicles like chat are really good for that, because it's often just one question that people need answered before their path to purchase is clear.
Yeah, and I guess for you, so if we look at what you guys are doing and why you stand apart, because, you know, people do know, like I travel around New Zealand doing these courses, and, you know, I bring you guys up as a business I love, and people around New Zealand will know who you are. And often there's like a, oh yes, I love Millie's, because often be three or four people in the audience who have bought from you, have come and visited you in Ponsonby. Do you feel like, because you're around the corner, it's orange, the iconic colour, do you feel like you are like one of the iconic shops that are around in that central Auckland area that a lot of people know who you are?
Look, I never feel like that, honestly, but I'm always surprised and absolutely gratified by how many people do know Millie's. We've been around for 36 years. It's a long time in the retail landscape, and we're very proud of that, and we work very hard to try and keep everybody feeling like we're still the destination for kitchenware and homeware in Auckland.
Do you do training for your staff, or is it just stuff that they learn along the way? Like, is that a part of how you run the business, is you give them training on particular things, or is it just something that they learn from
watching each other? Training.
Yeah.
No, we definitely do training. We do ad hoc training, you know, as we're going along. We have a team meeting most mornings. You know, just a quick stand-up workshop meeting to make sure that we all know what's happening with various customers or with various orders. We do supplier training on various, you know, a single product like Vitamix or KitchenAid, just to keep everybody up to speed. We also have quite an in-depth induction program. So when people come in and join the team, there is a specified induction program. So the people are brought up to speed very quickly. It's important to get people to the stage where they can interact with our customers in a way that we would want them to, you know. It's hard to bring somebody in here and have them have the absolutely right training immediately. It really can take a year or so before
That's
people
amazing.
Have the level of knowledge that our customers expect that we should have and that we expect that we would have.
Yeah, and I guess that just shows that difference between someone who could just pop into a retail store and just basically be in there without that level of training, and then you actually have experts that are providing a service and then selling, as opposed to selling with a little bit of service. That's kind of that's the point of difference, isn't it, really, for you?
That's how we like to think about it. Yeah. And again, you know, the sale's not everything. It's just making sure that people walk out the store knowing a little bit more, feeling a little bit more confident, and if they do purchase, they have bought absolutely the right thing for the way they cook, the way they like to look after things, the amount of people they're cooking for, you know, all of those parameters have been answered.
All right, so we talked about pans. Can you tell me a favourite pan for you? What a favourite pan would be? I know that's a really hard conversation to have.
Oh, come on, that's asking, you know, which of my children I like the most.
Oh, come on, we all know the answers to that, don't we, as mothers? I don't know.
I'm really not the right person to ask, because I love our stock.
Okay.
I do love our Demira pans. I think that they're fantastic. They have an absolute Rolls Royce of cookware. I think that they're brilliant. 7-ply. I like anything made out of Europe. I think that there's real care and attention to detail has gone into a lot of their products. Demira is a brand that comes out of Belgium. It's years and years and generations old. It's a wonderful brand of very specialist induction cookware that I love. I love Moviel Copper. You know, there is a real chefy feeling about that, and there's no doubt that it performs fantastically.
And it's beautiful, the copper, isn't it?
And it is just so beautiful. Yeah, it really is. All of our Le Creuset and Staub French cast iron, you know, that's just you think winter cooking whenever you look at this stuff. It's beautiful. So, sorry, Rachel.
So I was just going to say, you could keep going, but I was actually going to say, just a bit of advice for listeners is that, so I've got my oldest is leaving home. So what we've realised is that children leaving home is a great time to start thinking about swapping out some of the stuff that isn't so great slowly over a period of time with stuff from Millie's, because then you can get like a new pan from Millie's and then give your child the other pan, so you're not wasting.
Correct, filling the world's landfill.
It's not filling the world's landfill, so it's a really good opportunity. You don't want to give them that pan. You can give it to yourself, but give them your pan, and then it's a win-win. I think
it is a win-win. There are always four things that we think that people should buy for
tell me.
Going off to university, turning 21, going flatting sort of kids.
Yes.
Four things. A really good piece of something like Lodge, you know, a cast iron pan for cooking steaks or vegetables, that sort of thing. A good knife.
Yes.
So get a good knife that's going to take sharpening well and is going to last forever. A good board to use with your knife, nice
good
and
idea.
Roomy, so it accommodates the whole length of the blade, and a good pepper grinder.
Oh,
and you've
good,
got the beginnings
list.
Of a really good kitchen. Yeah,
that's great. I'm doing a shop for Susanna, so I might have to add those things in. So I'm also going to be chatting to you about a gift I need for somebody else in the family. So, Liz, before we finish up, can you tell everyone where to find you along Ponsonby Road, and also where they'd find you online?
273 Ponsonby Road. So we're at the three lamps end of Ponsonby Road. Very easy to find. And we are www.milleskitchen.co.nz. On there you'll find our latest summer catalogue with all our absolutely best stuff in it.
Awesome. Thank you so much for talking with me today, Liz. And
it's my pleasure.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to finding out what other things people are cooking up when they come and visit you.
This has been It's Time to Identify, a podcast from Rachel Klaver from rachelklaver.com. Don't forget to hit subscribe to get the next episode.